Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For many are called, but few are chosen, Jesus warns. He's threatened us again here, you know. Jesus' words strike fear in the hearts of us all and immediately set us off to figure out how we can avoid that outer darkness where weeping and gnashing of teeth abound. Clearly, we don't want to be like the initial invitees. Self-absorbed and too busy with their life, the beans need harvesting. The store has to be open. And who's got time for some silly wedding feast? Besides, ox is bad for you. It'll give you high cholesterol, don't you know? And shut up about the party already. The begging and the pleading to attend, well, it's annoying. Just leave us alone. Well, it's not hard to see that we don't want to be numbered in that crowd. But truth be told, who among us is not self-absorbed and busy? Family, work, errands, sleep, doctor visits, travel, hobbies, life. All necessary and good things to be sure, and also things that push the kingdom of heaven way down the priority list. Just ask God, who deserves our worship and obedience, and others who need our help. As we've already confessed this morning, they're living on scraps if they get anything at all. $1 billion lottery ticket, that's what we really want. That kind of money would go a long way financing our best life now. And remember what Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Well, put that way, it's not hard to see that we're in the same boat as those original invitees. But wait, perhaps there's still hope. Jesus said in his story that the king had a really bad taste in wedding guests. He was even willing to invite everybody that he could find. Warm body was the only requirement. We might make it still when both the good and the bad people get the invitation. Surely we fit in there somewhere, don't you think? Perhaps those who say things like, God's wrath, that's overrated. Love wins. If there is a hell, it's empty. All dogs and people go to heaven. Perhaps they're right. Well, we could rest a little easier with such a hope if Jesus had ended his story at verse 10 with the wedding hall filled with guests and they all lived happily ever after. If Jesus had just done that, then we could adjust his threat with which we started and have him say, "For all are called and all are chosen." But there's that guy, accepted the invitation, was enjoying the party, was listening to the DJ, feasting on a ribeye, and sitting squarely in the king's line of sight. How did you get in here without a wedding robe, the king asked, leaving the man speechless. Well, you know, the obvious answer is because the king invited him. But obviously, the invitation wasn't what mattered, nor was acceptance of the invitation. The guy didn't have a wedding robe. He clearly didn't see the sign that reads, "No shoes, no shirt, no service." Now, we need to understand something about the culture in which Jesus told this parable. Wedding robes were provided to guests by the host, so you were dependent on the host for the proper dress attire. And by now, the meaning of Jesus' parable should start getting clearer to you. This parable isn't about us ferreting out a way to avoid hell, rejecting or accepting an invitation, being swept up in some universal invite, whether you're good or bad, or anything else matters not. In fact, it's not about us doing anything at all. Instead, Jesus' story is about God acting, that is, choosing those whom he wants to save apart from anything they've done or left undone for reasons known only to him. And so, we come to the heart of the matter. How do we get that wedding robe that only God can provide? Well, I've got good news for you this morning. In all the serendipity that is your life, this time is the foretaste of the feast to come, and here you are. Still, just being here isn't the point. You need that wedding robe, so listen up. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. That is your promise from the God who has chosen you. That promise is your wedding robe given to you by God who does not lie. And no longer are you speechless. Jesus Christ is your righteousness. He is your wedding robe. And so we boldly say, amen. Your will be done, Lord. Amen.